from the 516 point of view with skills so tight. If the rhymes of a giant, them clips will turn into a diamond. The level of rhyme and pressure come from lesser form than me and my man. And we go back like life created from a vex of sand. And it's money to be made, cause Caucasians are paid. Only brothers who rhyme, think bounce and catch balls. Plug one with them rhymes, making your heart stall. Like them girls when you in their room, when they man calls. It ain't nothing but the thing wonder why I can bring. As we come to bring the pain, everyone will see.
Cause your stripes don't mean a thing to me. Throwing me criminal looks, y'all need to get in the books. Absorb some water in your melon instead of acting like a felon. Hey, yo, son, who you telling? I'd make a meal if it was up to me. But since it ain't, I teach my seat to bank hard. And thank God, I smoke a substance of a different kind. Catch me tripping on earth when I'm high, sunshine.
Downright to dirt, wonder why I makes it work. With access to talent like Caucasians, the yellow cabs with an A-Rab driver. I live in parties with marvelous conviction. Ain't no fiction when life claims them victims to be worth and suck drive the funds. Best believe that the life is trite. Cause the gun made a man out of pussies from around my way, who usually wouldn't have a fucking thing to say. Last year's heart blocks are now petrified voters. And allies find this is moving your necks and shoulders. The anthem of this guy has been placed in your eye, so you can be blessed to see in 3D double E.
Oh, yeah. Welcome. Oh, my God. Damn. I'm like, I'm too hot. I'm too hot for this mic. Yay. Welcome, welcome, welcome all. Thank you. Thank you for attending the show. You are now listening to the hour of Butt, Sweat, and Beers. I will be your tour guide. My name is Remick. Chill out, relax, and if you want to, you can call in at 718-928-9732. I'll be fielding your calls for the next hour. We'll be discussing things like the Kanye West intervention, which needs to take place. In addition to that, we'll also be talking about things such as 2016, do you need a hug? You know, there's been a whole lot going on, whole lot of hurt feelings, whole lot of things that, you know, everybody just needs like a good trust fall or a nice hug, you know, not a creepy hug, you know, unless you need a creepy hug. I can do that too, you know, but don't call the cops, because if you ask for the creepy hug, I will give it to you. I'll give it to you nice and smooth, not too creepy though. But if you need a creepy, we can do that too. All right. Anyway, we opened up on the song, Sunshine by, De La Soul, the Stakes is High album. Feels good. That was a sample. They sampled the Commodores in the back there, if you need. If you're like some kind of digging in the crates head, that was a sample from the Commodores. Good times, good times. Anyway, so I'm coming to you live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. We're doing it dope in here. Looks like a bomb shelter, but we're going to make this thing work. All right. Let me get settled down here. Let's see what's going on. Well, the weather tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, if you are in New York City, well, go get that extra comfort. It's going down. It's going down. Let's see. Weather as of now, looks like we're somewhere in the mid-30s, and we will be approaching the teens sometime tonight. So if you don't need to go out, why don't you? You know, do like me. Just stay your ass home. You don't need nothing out there. It's okay. Everybody delivers now. Everybody, you know. And if they can't deliver, you didn't need it. All right. You know, tonight's a ramen noodle SVU night. So, I mean, tomorrow's going to be a ramen noodle SVU day. But whatever. You know, ramen noodle SVU, we can do that all the time. All the time. All right. So, yeah, man. So I'm chilling. We're getting closer and closer to the Christmas holiday, if you're into that sort of thing. Streets is bustling. Everybody's chilling. You know, everybody's wassailing. I never wassailed in my life. The hood won't allow that. So I've never wassailed. Have you ever wassailed? Call in and let me know at 718-928-9732. Yeah. So far, pretty brick out there. I just saw a couple of people slap boxing on a bus as I came here. So I know, like, Christmas is pretty much in full effect. So good times. Because, you know, as we approach the holidays, there's more and more just on out, just ridiculous, like, hand-to-hand combat, you know, on trains, subways, buses. It doesn't matter, you know. When people get close, you know, they get angry. Things happen, you know. Good slap boxing. Yeah, man. Oh, it's good times. Woo! We all right. Also, if anybody's interested, if you'd like to support the Radio Free Brooklyn, you can pledge or donate to radiofreebrooklyn.nyc /pledge if you wish to donate to any show on Radio Free Brooklyn, or just do an overall donation, or if you are in if you wish to sponsor or do some kind of sponsorship with Radio Free Brooklyn, yes, please go on radiofreebrooklyn.com and inquire within. We're always looking for folks. You know what I'm saying? We're a neighborhood brand, Free Flow Radio. This is what we do. You know, you help us, we help you. Let's all hug together. Anyway. Oh, good times, my friend. Good times. Yeah, so let's get to it. Oh, man. Ladies and gentlemen, we're gathered here today to talk about our brother Kanye West. What happened to that man? Like, what happened to that boy? No, seriously, what happened to that boy? I mean, if you don't know, so this week, as the Trump regime decides to, like, put up their cabinet, you know, Kanye West was seen in the lobby of Trump Towers, you know, with the gold streak in the middle of his hair and everything. It was, which looks hideous. I mean, like, unless you're like a member of like the R&B group The Boys, I don't know why you still do that. You're a grown man. You got two kids. You need to stop that. All right. But I get it. You're an artist, so we'll let you get away with that stuff. Nah, but you grown ass man. You are over 30. You can let that go. You know, now, unless you have like locks and you like to, you know, blondie ends and everything, you go like blondie dread and all that. Blondie dread them. I get it. You know, but you're a grown man. You got two kids. Stop that. All right. Go get yourself a fade. Call it a day. All right. Maybe like two parts on the side, whatever. Anyway, moving forward. So Kanye West, who called off his tour due to the fact that he was feeling, quote, I'm throwing up air quotes here, dehydrated, stressed, you know, and like feeling like he needed a hug, close quote, decided to call his tour for quits. He goes in, he checks himself in, he's chilling. I guess he got, you know, some electrolytes in his system. Everybody needs to get their electrolytes. It's good for you. And then, with a clear head, he decides, like, you know what? I'm going to go talk to my one and only homie, Donald J. Trump. And the church said, what? Like, when did this happen? Like, who? Why? And part of me says, all right, maybe you should have stayed at the hospital just a little bit longer. Just a little bit. Like, when, because I was scratching my head and I was looking at the TV twice. I was like, I didn't know Donald Trump was going to drop a mixtape. Like, so I didn't know you was like going to be his producer. I didn't know you were like Zaytoven, you know? Like, are you, is like, is Mike Will going to come through that lobby? Like, what's going on? I didn't know Donald Trump was going to drop the hottest mixtape in the history of mixtapes in 2017. If he is, then Kanye's your man. That dude, he's making hits. What are you doing in that lobby? Someone tell me. Does anybody have an idea? Please call in 718-928-9732. I'll be fielding calls all hour. Don't be afraid. You know what? Be afraid. I don't know what's going on out there, man. Kanye. You know, some people just need to take a seat sometime. Like, what is that dude doing? You know, maybe he knows something that we don't. Like, I don't, like, everybody's saying, there's a lot of people out there who are people who are in the know, air quotes, are saying, hey, that guy, Donald J. Trump, hold on, we've got to call him to the station. Boom. And boom. Hello. Hello, caller. Are you there?
My brother, my brother.
What is going on, my brother, my brother?
Peace, man.
Oh, peace to you.
Right.
Yes, peace to the gods and the earth, my brother.
Indeed. Reach on.
Yes. What can I do for you, sir?
Well, got a little theory about the Kanye West friend there.
Well, go on. Teach the class. It's okay.
First of all, clearly he checked out a little bit too early. That's obvious.
Facts.
It's like, you know, Demolition Man haircut and shit like that. That's clearly he.
Oh, yeah. Hashtag facts. Facts, brother. Yeah, go on.
Tried him out a little bit. Somebody fucked up. But let's try to give him the benefit of the doubt. Act like he's trying to do something sane.
I'm going
to
doubt the benefit, brother. I'm sorry. What you say? Go ahead.
Huh?
Go ahead. I'm going to doubt his benefit, but go ahead, brother. Go ahead.
I want to say that maybe he's trying to get the next season of Celebrity Apprentice. Maybe he's trying to be like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Maybe
he's trying to get that next season.
Yeah. I'm going to go with no thank you on that one. Yeah.
Trump is still the executive producer of that show, no?
Yeah, I'm gonna go with that's a good theory, but for Kanye, I'm going to go with he might need to dial back. You know, first of all, he doesn't need Apprentice. He could get that Bravo money. It's like, I mean, I know him and Kim decided to go on hiatus because, you know, they had to go run the jewels and all that stuff. But whatever. You know, he doesn't need, like, what is he needs? He needs network reality money. He's getting, like, you know, basic cable reality money. In the end, he's getting it. So there's no reason why he needs to pimp himself when he's hoeing on another block. You know what I'm saying? So what's the I'm just saying, what's the purpose? You know, I understand, like, oh yeah, like money's good, more money's better. But, you know, if you were a hoe, you can't be a hoe for two pimps. You know what I'm saying? So, which is why, like, I think a lot of people are like, okay, hold on. Are you on this block or that block? Because I thought we at the Meeting of All Blacks have decided, like, oh, well, we're gonna keep our hands crossed, and we're gonna wait to see what this Cheeto face magician is gonna do. You know what I'm saying? And then we'll break out the machetes, because that's what I thought we was doing. I thought we was just gonna hold back for a second and see what happens. But clearly, you know, he decided to break formation and ruin everything. So,
well, he's kind of making me question my pre-vote for Kanye 2020 now.
Kanye 2020 pre-vote. That's like going into like the Obama fried chicken and thought you were going to get a nice crispy piece. Like, no, it's not happening, brother. It's not happening. All right? Like, Kanye 2020.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Well, hopefully he gets his shit together, man. Hopefully. Maybe he's going to have Trump on one of the skits with next album.
Maybe. We'll see, man. I don't know. This has been a funky year, so I don't hold no hopes for anybody's album. You know, I mean, you know, a lot of people are scratching their heads on the last J. Cole album. So, you know,
I haven't heard it yet.
You haven't heard it? Yet. It's decent. Yeah. I'll put like it ain't no Childish Gambino though. Childish Gambino album. Go out, run the streets.
That's a beautiful album.
That is a great album. That is a clean album. Even though I didn't know everybody wanted to be an R&B singer for Christmas though, you know.
I didn't know everybody wanted to be selling Colt 45 for Christmas.
You know, hey. Dial back now. Not everybody can do that, you know, but he can. Look, he's gonna—he's about to be Lando Calrissian, in the next Star Wars. So pretty much, he's just character acting right there. He needs to, you know, build up his acting cloth. So he's got to, you know, probably get a little process like Billy Dee and everything. So hey,
he does method acting by dropping albums.
Yeah, I'm okay with that. Sometimes you got to be smooth with it, you know.
Hey.
Yeah, man.
Hey, my brother. Well. Checking in, man.
No doubt. Thank you. Appreciate it. All right. All right. Boom.
Always.
Peace and blessings. All right.
Stay black.
All the time. Yeah. Boom. So yeah. So that was that. If you have any other thoughts on Kanye, you can call in and we'll discuss them. We're here all hour, on the hour. Just ridiculous. Ridiculous. I mean, look, you can make your choices. We as black people can make our own choices. We don't necessarily need to be one, like, monolithic mastermind of one thinking. However, this guy, like, really? Man, yeah. I tell you, if I see Kanye West and David Duke shaking hands, we're done. That's all I'm going to say. Like, if I see Kanye West and David Duke dapping it up, oh, my God, we are done. That's all I got. Oh, this guy's ruining. He's ruined Kwanzaa for everybody. Well, he's ruined Kwanzaa for himself. He hasn't ruined it for me. I'm okay. You know, I'm going to be styling profile on this Kwanzaa. No. Yeah. Also, by the way, if you're in Brooklyn, for this Kwanzaa season. This year, there will be a Kwanzaa Con. That's right, Kwanzaa Con. So I'll be relaying information about the Kwanzaa Con. It's going to be great. So don't worry about it. We'll talk about it later on in the show and everything. Yeah, man. Kanye's the head scratcher. It's been head scratching type of year. Like, how much head scratching have you been doing this year? Please let me know. 718-928-9732. We'll be talking to you all night long. Well, not all night. We got another maybe 35, 40 minutes, you know, before I got to get out of here and shuffle along, you know. But yeah, I have no words for that guy, yo. No words. I looked up and I'm seeing him posing in the lobby, you know. He's posing in the lobby like he's taking pictures at the prom. Like, what was that? Like, seriously? No, I'm just here, you know what I'm saying, to chill with my mans and them. Like, for real? You couldn't have done that upstairs? Like, this ain't VIP, B. Like, what are you doing? This guy. Are you serious? This guy? Oh, freaking. No, I'm just here to chill with my mans and them. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? We're just talking about transition and stuff like that. Seriously? Really, Kanye? Nah. Okay. You know, his mama rolling in her grave. She's just like, I don't know. I did my part. Oh, my God. Oh, Donda West is like, well, I did my part. The rest is up to you. I'm like, I didn't do the rest of this stuff. So whatever. We're gonna be all right. I can't believe. And the gall. Like, well, everybody makes their choices, man. You know, some make mistakes, some more than others. Whatever. You know, he's gonna be all right. I can't hate on him forever. He does make some great. He has made some great hits, and for that, you know, I won't hate him for it. But anyway, we're gonna take a little break. Listen to the JB's Blessed Blackness. I'll be right back. And we're back. All hour here at Radio Free Brooklyn. This is the Butt, Sweat, and Beer Show, and I will be your tour guide. My name is Ramek Benice. You can call me Ram or Captain Acapulco if you wish. That's okay. And if you don't, it is what it is. We're going to be all right. I'm going to be okay. I hope you are too. Anyway, at this time, we'd like to do our spotlight beer of the evening. This month, we'll be touring all the beers that you may see at a dive bar that you frequent. Last week, we put a spotlight on the Mill High Life, the Champagne of Cervezas, the champagne of beers. Tonight, we'll be looking at Narragansett. Oh, ho, ho. Narragansett, this guy. Oh, jeez. Narragansett. Tastes like cookouts and sadness. Good times. Boom. Ooh. Smells like someone's going to pass out on the couch. Narragansett, good times. But if you have any bodega or dive bar beers that you'd like me to spotlight on the show, please hit me up at on Twitter at Butt, Sweat, and Beers. That's BUTTSWEAT, the letter N, beers. There you go. And or also you can hit me at Butt, Sweat, Beers on Gmail. We take in a whole lot of listener mail, you know, or you can call me up right now at 718-928-9732. If you have any questions for me or you have any questions for the Black community as a whole, please feel free to speak up at this time. I'll be fielding all questions. Don't worry. It won't hurt. You don't have to give your name. I won't out you. Okay. All right. This is a place of trust. It's a sanctuary show. You know, you've heard of sanctuary cities. This is a sanctuary show. All right. Boom. I won't tell. You won't tell. Right. We gonna talk. Oh, what the hell? There you go. All right. Oh, Narragansett. It's getting warm. It's getting warm. It ain't no cold 45, but Narragansett. Quite delicious. Yeah. I like a beer that goes well with a good burger. You know, nothing too bitter, nothing too Oktoberfesty, you know, nothing too pumpkin spicy. No pumpkin spice in the beer. Don't do that. You can keep that in your coffees and your lattes and your fancy candles and all that. Man, you leave that stuff out of the beer. That's not cool, man. That ain't cool. Don't do that. I didn't deserve that. All right. We didn't sign up for that show. All right. Yeah. So let's move on with the rest of the show. I'd like to talk about 2016. Now, some of y'all need a hug. Somebody was telling me about, we've been talking about this a whole lot, how, you know, this has been a tough year for celebrities. Well, some celebrities, you know, because we're losing a lot of them. Like just the other day, Alan Thicke passed away. Alan Thicke he was the dad on the 80s, 90s show, Growing Pains. And apparently, you know, everybody decided, like, oh my God, he was all right, you know. And then you find out how talented he is. Apparently Alan Thicke wrote the theme song to The Facts of Life, Different Strokes. I don't know. Like, you name it, he did it. Well, he didn't do the You Name It song. That was Shirley Caesar, you know, and clearly. And she's suing some DJ, you know, because, hey, you know, if I didn't clear that track, you got to give me that money back. So free Shirley Caesar, everybody. But, yeah, man, rest in peace, Alan Thicke. You know, I'd pour some beer out on the floor, but I don't want to start no electrical fire up in here. So I'm just going to give you a head nod, Alan, wherever you at. All right. You know. And I'm gonna, and we'll just pray for his family. Hope he's doing well, and you know, and Robin Thicke, good luck with that. You know, he's probably somewhere rubbing on some booty or something like that. You know, because that's what would get me through at this moment. You know, I remember when my mom had passed, I was like, man, like I wish I had a lap dance to get me through this moment. You know, but alas, no lap dance. So yeah, I guess that. Take it to the Lord in prayer. There you go. Speaking of lap dances, you know, I've noticed this economy, this is gonna be a funky little economy, folks. I'm not an economist, you know. I'm not a financial planner, you know. But I play one on TV, you know. I will tell you this: for the upcoming year, I suggest everybody save their dollars, save them, and you know, like you should always be saving. Doesn't matter, you know, your situation. You should always save some type of money. But next year, you might want to save a little bit more, you know. And if you do not know how to save your dollar bills, perhaps you need to go to a strip club and talk to strippers, because these professionals, and I do call them professionals because they provide a service for the community as a whole that's needed, you know. And they know more than anybody else. I don't care, you know, if you worked on CNBC, Squawk Box, or anything like that. You go talk to a stripper, and they can tell you the litmus test of, like, what this economy is doing. For the most part, I'm going to go with what I heard. And pretty much I'm hearing some of these strippers are not making their quota. And that's because cats are holding back money, which is crazy. You know, as soon as, like, after the elections, a lot of people have been stashing cash. Very weird. But for some reason, that seems to be some kind of, like, you know, canary in the cave, which lets you know, like, hey, a lot of people are very skeptical as to what's going to happen next year. So, you know, so all my friends with body glitter, I'd like to thank you for that economic litmus test. And I'm glad that I can pass on that message to my listeners. Folks, cash is king, strippers are queens. That's all I'm going to say. All right. If you're out there and you just want to free flow your conversation, or you want to talk about anything, please call me. It's okay. You know, if you don't want to call me, that's fine. I'm cool. I'm out here in these streets. We're going to be all right. All right. But if you wish to call me, the number is 718-928-9732. Man, it's going to be chilling like the Brothers Johnson up in here. This is good times. Good times. Yeah. Got to do some laundry. Anybody else got to do laundry? I apparently I've got a bag of quarters for some reason. I didn't even know. It's like all of a sudden I'm just walking around like with a Crown Royal bag filled with quarters. It's amazing. My bag has never been that full with quarters, not since college. This is freaking awesome. I don't know what I'm going to do with my quarter my investment in quarters, but outside of, like, you know, do a couple of double loads and everything, but whatever. You're going to be all right. You're going to be all right. Yeah. Moving forward, folks, let's also dig deep into some other things. Fake news. You know what? If, you know, I'm not saying that everybody was tossing out fake news. When did fake news become a thing? You know, like, are we all stupid enough not to understand, like, what's an opinion and, you know, what seems to be fact? Call me and let me know what you think. You know, it's like, oh yeah, we're being inundated with fake news and the Russians are taking over and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, look, first of all, if you go to a website and it's run by your mans and them, you know, or there's about like 400 ads off to the sides and there's a counter at the bottom. Yeah, that's fake news. You need to move on with your life, you know, and get off your Netscape. Oh, is anybody still on Netscape? Are they even in business? Call me if they're even in business. Like, what's going on? Is Netscape still out there? Netscape, if you're out there, call me. Holler at your boy, 718-928-9732. Like, I want to run a poll or something. Like, is Netscape still in business? Yes or no? You know. But yeah, how do you not know, like, you know, what's a real website, or, you know, or what's somebody's, like, blog somewhere? You know, somebody's just trolling you. Like, oh yeah, Michael Jackson back from the dead and has decided to become like a Scientologist. Like, that's clearly fake news. You know, we was all at the funeral. I was at the funeral. I watched it on TV. I was at the funeral in that sense. So yeah. Like, so he's not back, you know. And if he was, he'd be in Cuba, you know, chilling with Asada Shakur. Look, just saying. Fake news inundating us. You know, fake people are inundating us. Stop being fake out there. Everybody needs to chill out, man. Everybody needs to just chill out. Can't deal anymore. Just can't deal. Oh, man. Yeah, just having good times, good times. Wondering what's going to happen next. You know what? Regardless of what happens next, everybody, once again, everybody needs to chill, man. The edge is out there. Take the edge off. Do something. Yo, I suggest everybody go take a yoga class, you know, stretch in the morning. Maybe we're not stretching in the morning. Maybe, you know, if we could just open up the chakras or something like that. What, anybody thought about that? You know, get down to downward dog, you know, open up your plexus, your, you know, your back plex and super plex and your quad plex, all the plexes, you know, your Wu-Tang plex. People are tight out here. Tight! Enough of the tightness, okay? Chill. All right? Boom. He can't do nothing to you. He can't, he can't do nothing to you that you don't allow him to do to you. You're going to be all right. Get over yourself, everybody. Oh, sick and tired of this. We're walking around in fear. Like, please. Like, some of y'all ain't paid your student loans in years. Like, stop. Chill out. All right? Get over yourselves. Oh, man. Nick Cannon. You know what? I don't know who I'm more disappointed in, Nick Cannon or Kanye. Anybody else? If we had to choose. Who do you... who are we more disappointed in, Nick Cannon or Kanye West? Because I don't think it was a good year for Nick Cannon either. Oh, man. Every other day, I look at Nick Cannon, I'm like, man, this dude's going to get washed away like in the rain or something like that. This guy, just weak. He used to be strong, but he's weak. You know, you get out from under that Nickelodeon tent and everything like that and get away from Mariah. Weak. This is ridiculous. If you, like, who are you more disappointed in, Nick Cannon or Kanye West? Call in. Let me know what's up. 718-928-9732. We're going to be all right. Yeah. Good times. Ooh. So just the other day, LeBron James received the Sportsman of the Year, and Jay-Z decided to, and apparently he had Jay-Z give him his the speech before he receives the award or something like that. And Jay-Z started taking shots at Phil Jackson. Phil Jackson, who was the president of basketball operations for the Knicks, and in a comment, decided to take shots at LeBron James, not necessarily himself, but LeBron James' group of friends, and by calling them his posse. Yeah. And now, Phil Jackson himself said, well, I meant nothing by it. And if you think I meant something racial, it is what it is. I'm not taking my statements back. You know, like, it's just water under the bridge. You know, first of all, how dare you call anybody's friends a posse? It hasn't been 1992 in years from now. Like, what is going on with you, Phil? Like, you could do better. You know, first of all, his squad is better. You know, you could have said squad and we could have been like, oh, that's all right. You know? I mean, at the same time, I'm not sure what you meant by posse. Or do I? Yeah, what did you mean, Phil Jackson? You know, there's a whole lot of backhanded compliments out there, aren't there? Or I don't even know that was meant to be a compliment at all. You know, but he done did it. You know, LeBron got mad. Oh, well. When people get mad, he's going to be all right, though. LeBron, take your time. Chill out. Count your money. Anyway, we're going to take it to a little song. We'll be right back.
Get over it. What
You got to get out of it, not just setbacks. I can't come back. Oh, getting into the groove with Misdemeanor by Foster Silver. Most people thought that was the Jacksons, but it's not. I want to correct you all. That's Foster Silver with Misdemeanor. Yeah. Boom. Anyway. Let's move on, folks. Brooklyn, you've changed. Brooklyn, you've changed. Oh, man. It's getting a little frosty out there, folks. I saw somebody actually park a boat down by Brooklyn Bridge Park. It's like, wow, we're doing that now. This place, I don't know what happened, but in the grand scheme of things, I guess everything's gotten better, but I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. We'll see, man. We'll see. Anyway, what's going on? What's going on for the holiday? Is everybody doing Secret Santa out there? Would anybody like to do a Secret Santa with me? Tell you what, you don't give me your name, and I'll give you what you really want. It's okay, all right? But now you send me what you want via Butt Sweat and Beers on Twitter, and I'll see if I can get it to you, okay? Boom. Now, we'll do an exchange in about 2 weeks if you're around, you know, or I can mail it to your address. What do you say? Anybody wants to take me up on the offer? Oh, look at that. Everybody wants free stuff. Let me see. Caller, are you there? Yes. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, caller. Caller, are you there?
This is Blair.
Oh, Blair, what's going on?
If I may go back, I'm a little behind on my pop culture. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Wonderful. Hey, can you do me a favor? I can hear
your radio off.
Could you do that? Could you do that? Yes. That'd
Give
be
me
nice.
One second. Okay.
Yes. Wonderful.
Hey,
can you
do?
Yes.
Hello.
Yes. Hello.
Is this better?
Oh, it's much better. Anyway, what's going on? How may we help you?
If I may rewind a bit. Can you fill me in on the first of all, I know what Kanye West did, but what did he really do? What did him and Donald Trump talk about? And I'd like to know what Nick Cannon did to see if this stuff is switching of the black delegation worthy or what.
All right. So here's the thing with Kanye. Kanye decided that, okay, he's just going to come through Trump Towers and go visit his boy, Donald Trump. And everybody, you can have friends. Everybody's got a bunch of friends, whatever, you know. So he comes downstairs, they pose for pictures, and someone asks him, so what did you speak about? And they're like, I'm just here to take pictures. And then he decides later, he's like, oh, I want to outline some kind of plan in order to show how we can you know, stop violence in Chicago. And that's pretty much what he said.
Hmm.
But here's the thing. We don't know. They could have been talking about anything. They could have, like, shared a blunt upstairs. Who knows what's going on upstairs in the VIP, you know? But my whole thing is, like, Kanye had no time to go get ready for his shows, which he seems to be okay. But he has plenty of time to go see, you know, Orange Jesus.
He's not okay. I don't think he's okay. I think he needs to be admitted again.
I think so.
And do you think he had any ulterior motives from going to visit Donald Trump that he hasn't revealed to us?
Of course he has.
Gone off the deep end?
Well, he got married to Kim, so he went off the deep end there. It was long.
Right.
He's
still falling, though.
Oh, he's been falling. I mean, he's in a deep abyss. He's in his second black hole. The first time he married her, and now he's on the Trump side. I don't know what's going on, man. I the black delegation, we're just not amused.
Not at all.
At the same time, I look at Nick Cannon, and I look at his statements when he was talking about Planned Parenthood a couple of weeks ago. And I decided, like, all right, where's this coming from? One, and two, who made you Politico? Like, when did you decide that, like, oh, well, I'm not funny, and America's Got Talent's off the air, so let me go talk about some hashtag facts.
Fill me in on that, please.
Yeah, so he went on some kind of rant. I believe it was either on YouTube or some kind of social media where he decided to say, like, Planned Parenthood is just pretty much eugenics. They're trying to pretty much break down black folks because they're offering them, abortions.
but offering them free abortions, which is killing off the black community. Now, that's his, that's how he feels, and he decided to just put it out there. And I'm like, where are you coming from with this? And why would you make such a blanket statement on something that, one, has nothing to do with you in the sense that, hey, first, you're a dude. Right. Like, you will never, like, that choice will never, ever be yours. See, I'm kind of, I want to be very careful when I say this statement. Hey, a woman's choice is a woman's choice. At the same time, I would love to have a child, but at the same time, but that's not me. And but it's not my right to speak over someone's circumstance, because everybody's circumstance is totally different. So I don't understand where he's coming from with all of this. So having said all that, like, when did he decide to become, you know, sister soldier? You know, especially now that he's rocking these turbans and everything. I think one of them was way too tight on his forehead. You know, he probably got, like, you know, a little Bell's palsy going on. Who knows what's going on? Look, that dude.
Race of losing it, I think Kanye is still in the lead.
Okay.
I do realize that Nick Cannon is catching up, but I still have a little bit of hope for him. Unlike my sister, who still has hope for Kanye, I cannot say the same at this moment. Actually, yeah. I haven't spoken to her post the Donald Trump meeting, but she was still holding on after the breakdown last month, whenever that was.
Yeah, I'm sure feelings will change once you, like, show these hashtag facts to her and let her see it for herself. Like, what do you have to say now? You know, so
I'll have to find out, but I'm going to go with Kanye.
You're going to go with Kanye? All right, yes. That's fair. We'll allow that. We'll allow that for now. I'm somewhere in between, because Kanye stuff is so fresh, and I'm like, maybe he has something planned and we don't necessarily see it. Maybe it's something ridiculously veiled that, you know, that's going to be out on the next album. Who knows? You know, whereas Nick Cannon, you know, I seen your last comedy special. Please stop. You know,
that's not all his stuff. Kanye, if he did something, I eat every word that I just said. If he did something, that's a little vague. If he did something and flipped it and was using Donald Trump and making him the fool and making change for the black community,
right,
then okay. But I just don't. No.
Yeah. I'm going to give him the super, I'm going to give him the super side eye on that one. This is like the, whoo, what did he say? I don't know about that one. You're going to have to dial back, my brother. Dial back. I don't know. Just going to have to give you, once again,
nice bell.
You like that? You like that? That's the whoa, attention now. You know, it's like, school's in, sucker. School is in. School is in session. Everybody pay attention. If you ain't, go get me a switch. I'm just saying. It's ridiculous out here, man. Anyway, what are you up to for this holiday? You chilling? Everything's cool?
I will be attending a trap brunch.
Oh,
a trap holiday brunch, which I'm sure the people who are hosting it are sick of me for not paying for yet.
Oh, well, Merry Trapmas to you.
Right.
Of course.
I will be visiting the White House pre-Mr. Chester Cheetah.
Oh, you bet. You better get him in. Yeah, you better get that in now. You know what I'm saying?
So I'll go on that tour next week.
Good times.
Followed by Christmas with the family in Harlem.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, well, wish you a happy Kwanzaa also.
Thank you.
No problem.
Speaking of our African roots, I'll be headed to Ghana shortly after Christmas.
Oh, whoa. What do you mean you are going to Ghana?
Yes, I am.
No, this is crazy. You did not talk to me about this, my friend.
I did.
No, you did not.
I'm sure I did.
This is no. This is no.
It's come up in conversation.
No, this has never come in conversation with me. This is
the last time I called the show, at least.
This is a wrong. How dare you? No, my friend. No. How dare you?
What? I have a full couple of weeks followed by absolutely nothing. A freelance life.
Oh, okay, cool. What, you're going to be running the streets of Accra? What's going on?
I will.
Okay.
And it's in the surrounding areas.
Ah, look at that. Boom. Just chilling out there. Boom. Like, do you know how to speak a little tree and a little ga? Like, do you know?
I got a guide. I'll learn the basics. I'll learn my couple words, but I got a guide, so.
You're so hilarious. Look at you. Look at you. It's like, boom. Oh, my.
I'm resourceful, can I say?
Yeah, no, no, no. Yes, you are. I'll give you that. I'll give you that. You're going to be all right. You're going to be all right. Well, I wish you well on your travels. I wish you well for this holiday, you know, and we'll get up hopefully before the new year or afterwards, either way. You know what I'm saying? We're going to be all right. If you're around before, like pre-Ghana, like there is also a there's a Kwanzaa Con going on in downtown Brooklyn. I will be, yes. We'll be going out to Black-owned bars and businesses. So, yeah.
Please keep me updated.
Yeah, I will be blasting that in the next week's show. Because next week's show, I believe, will be my Kwanzaa spectacular.
I'm with it. I hope the dates line up because it sounds like fun.
Yeah, so that'll because I believe they're shooting for the 26th. So yeah, the Kwanzaa Con will be going on. Know this, word is bond. All right.
The week, huh? That's okay though. That's okay.
I mean, everybody's gonna be off most likely. Yeah. So right. Whatever. You know. Like, Jesus, because it's going to be the day after Christmas, so boom.
The 26th?
I believe the 26th. Yeah.
That's the day off. People go back on the 27th.
Yeah, so there you go.
It's like going in drunk on a Monday.
Ah, it'll be fine.
It'll be Tuesday.
Yeah. There's going to be nobody at work anyway. That's going to be, nobody's going to be working the week after Christmas. Come on. Like, who are you calling? Like, really? There's nobody else on the other line. You sending emails that people ain't going to answer until about, what?
Until January 4th.
Thank you. So what are you doing? What are you doing? Come on.
Freelance life. They said to come in, so I got to come in.
Whatever, B. You don't have to go. Everybody's doing it. Come on. You don't have to go. We going out in these streets tonight. Come on, B. Let's run the streets.
Take one for the team.
Come on. Let's run the streets. Everybody's doing it. Everybody's doing it. Come on, you with it. You know what? You with it. Whatever. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, I'm gonna pull you out your house. We're gonna run the streets. We're doing this. Boom. Get your dashiki ready. We're doing this. Ooh, you got it. There you go. We're gonna get some garb. Get your head scarf. What? And all the shea butter that you can, cause we're doing this. Kwanzaa Con is on and popping. Kwanzaa Con. It's gonna be fun. Boom. I'll get the facts to you. We'll be blasting the Kwanzaa Con on next week's show. Will be my Kwanzaa spectacular. Can't wait. It's going to be amazing. All right?
Okay. All right. And I'm going to give a shout out to my company, my Don't Displace company, if I may.
Sure. You know what?
While we're talking about it.
Okay. What's it about?
Black folks, everything black and chocolate, making Brooklyn great again.
Okay.
It's not all about black folks, but all right.
Our
hoods used to be. Make Brooklyn great again. Make Harlem great again. Check out Don't Displace on Etsy and We Buy Black.
All right. Cool. That's good. You know what I'm saying? Boom. You know, boom. Well, Coogee Chocolier with your self-determination of pushing forward. You know what I'm saying?
Isn't that the one we remember all the time?
That's right. Coogee Chocolier. It's the hardest one. It takes self-determination to remember how to say Coogee Chocolier. That's all I'm saying. Boom. Like, once you learn it, boom, you done earned it. You're going to be all right. You're going to be all right. Anyway, you have a great night. All right. We'll talk to you when we talk to you. All right.
You do the same. Thank you for having me.
Oh, thank you for calling in. All right.
Bye-bye.
Later. Yeah, moving forward. Yeah, that was fun. But yeah, man. So Nick Cannon. Boom. Down one. Can't stand him. Can't stand him. I can't tell. Anyway, folks, I'll leave you one more song, and we'll come back in a second.
Same thing. just came to see
Yeah, let's stay together for the next minute and change because my time is almost done with you. We're going to be all right here. I'd like to thank you all for tuning in to Butt, Sweat, and Beers. If you haven't, that's all right. Apparently, this will be played again sometime this weekend. Check it out on RadioFreeBrooklyn.com this weekend. And also, if you wish to set up a sponsorship with Radio Free Brooklyn, please. Or donate, please contact RadioFreeBrooklyn.nyc/pledge. All right, come on through. We love us, and we'd love to love you too. All right. Before we go, I always like to say, chill out, man. Love each other. All right. And if you can't love each other, at least tolerate each other. If you can't tolerate each other, cross the street. All right. And don't look my way. I won't look yours. All right. Whatever you do on your block, I'll do mine. We do yours. It's like that whole Lake Webster saying, like, shagugaga, magugaga, shamugagaga, you know, like, you fish on your side, I fish on my side, but no one fishes down the middle, all right? Let's just chill out and respect each other as much as we can, all right? Yeah, that was my kumbaya moment. I get a little kumbaya a little bit. You know, we're gonna need a lot of kumbaya, all right, for the next upcoming times, you know. Like, deep down inside, choose love, not hate. Respect each other. All right. I'll be around Brooklyn, and I'll be performing some shows in the city. All right. All right. So this has been your man Rampanese on Butt, Sweat, and Beers, and we out.